Welcome back. This is the LCG Kickback Podcast. And I am your host. And we got another tea in the streets. I got a lot. I thought last week was overwhelming. But episode 3, the tea is piping. It's piping real bad. Real bad in my Carisha voice. Real bad. Let's start off with... I've always felt, I said last week they was going to be on this episode again. I was right. We starting off with a video surfacing of Blueface smoking crack. Allegedly. Some people said it was a glass blunt. But even his theatrics with smoking it was giving very much crack. But rumor has it that Rock released the video. As payback, I'm not sure. But it did pop up after that little... whatever that was, them breaking up, making up, whatever. Then Rock is seen with the girl, DJ Sky, something like that, who allegedly got robbed the last time they hung out. Rock started hanging out with her again and had her in Blueface's place, the mansion house, while Blueface, wherever he was at, on that little medication he was on, people were saying that she was doing that to get a response from him. He didn't even respond at all, and they seemed to follow each other after that. Then I noticed that Blueface's Twitter got verified before Rock, which makes no sense. She has 1.6 million followers, while he only has 1.1 million followers. So, and that's sad because she came out after him. So she's clearly the star. But why not get your artist verified? She should have been verified before you. She has more followers than you. Also, people was really annoyed with her from the Baddies reunion. They said she was very aggravating because she kept talking over everyone and just acting mad crazy. So the media wasn't feeling that. Blueface this time actually did the unfollowing. So it left me to wonder, is he really done? But after that, you see he's with Krishan, like he took her on a date or on a hike. So, and then she posted a blue rose. And then she still was posting scripted tweets. Then you see he was spending time with his kids. And we know when he spends time with the kids, she doesn't like that. So, during that time, she goes out with the same chick again, the DJ Slay chick. And Natalie Nunn. So it's like every time he goes out, she's gonna go out, and she's lately been going out with homegirl. Then Rock's sister, the one named China, says that everything on the show was scripted and Rock only got $16,000. Which that's a lot of money, but for all this stuff, for everything that's going on and it's scripted, y'all selling yourself for $16,000, and I mean all your money signed over to Blueface. Then some chick said she almost got into it with Krishan. Apparently they was filming for the Juice show. The nail lady basically stopped doing this woman's nails to do Krishan. So she said when she came from washing her hands, she saw it happening, and she said she tried to speak to Rock. Rock didn't speak back and like almost mean on her. Well, ain't no almost, she did mean on her. So basically the chick was talking about what she would have did after the fact, but you didn't do nothing in the moment. She also said that Krishan thinks she, like, her energy was like she thinks she could beat up everybody. But like the nail lady was the one at fault. If you was already doing someone else, you should have clarified. I'm gonna stop do your nails and do Krishan nail. I don't see why she tried to make a big deal with Krishan. So next, the City Girls is all up in this tea this week. Matter of fact, JT is in another situation where this young influencer said she won free tickets to the City Girls show, but when she got to the call box, they didn't have her and her sister's name. So she showed proof of the text messages, which the call boxes gave her free tickets to the line. But apparently she was mad at the seats and did a video saying tag the City Girl, blah blah blah. And JT responded, and you know JT rude and she don't give a fuck about it. She was like, it seemed like you got seats to the show, so what are you mad about? You just were mad about not getting the seats you want. And JT implied, you should have bought tickets to the seats you wanted. What do you complain about? So people were like, JT, why are you so rude to your fans? Like, and other people saying that City Girls are just blatantly rude to their fans. And that's a, like, everyone is noticing that they're rude to their fans, and that JT needs to realize that the fans is the reason why you got money. Don't let that money get to your head. Which gets me to the next story. The City Girls walked off stage mid-song in Philly, leaving people mad and confused. So more and more fans are like not very happy with the City Girls, and it doesn't seem like they care. I guess it's like, I've got so much money, it is what it is. So it's giving very much unprofessional. Then back to the people I started talking about earlier, the Crazy in Love Zeus premiere popped up with Krishan and Blueface saying they love each other, promo shoots, and the song I Put a Spell on You is very appropriate for it. But you have mixed reviews. Some people say, I'm not going to watch this. This is promoting toxicity, domestic abuse. But then, you know, people are going to watch it. People are definitely going to watch it. Then Tiana, I think I'm saying her name right, G Herbo's BM, Emily and Fabulous, well, Emily's daughter and Fabulous' stepdaughter, calls out Fabulous after he wished her little sister happy birthday in the IG post. The little cute little baby with the little dear baby eyes. She's so cute. Her sister, little sister name is Journey. Tiana responded in the IG post saying, you basically capping. Since my mother left you a year ago, you only check on your sons because you can manipulate them. You don't check on her. Referring to Journey. But then the internet came after Tiana for not having the same energy for Ari. So, but I mean, maybe Tiana didn't go after Ari because she's still with G Herbo. So to keep the peace, she just, you know, maybe. And then in this situation, Fabulous, maybe she's speaking for her mother. It's no telling what Tiana has seen in that relationship, because to my knowledge, he was abusing the mother. So, but people are just like, why you ain't keep the same energy for Ari? But we know Ari will respond, and I'll be more drama, and maybe G Herbo told her, don't even get involved. Maybe he doesn't want to get involved. So, yeah. So, speaking of Ari, she seems to think Jada Waiter is jealous of her. They got that new show, The Impact, on BET with Eric and Tay, Lakia, and Des Dior. And so, you know, from the clips, you can see Eric and Tay and Ari both feel Jada be acting funny with them. And when they ask her about it, she plays innocent. It doesn't surprise me, because I've heard, I remember years ago when Jada Waiter just came on the scene, she had an assistant who I think she fired or she quit with the hair company. And she was saying pretty much the same stuff about her. Like, you know, she didn't know how to run the business, and that if you're dating Lil Baby, why can't he help you? Like, she got stranded from out of town and couldn't get a ticket, and that basically saying Lil JD ain't innocent, and that's what they said. So Jada Waiter responded, like, she's like, I don't like how the show is portraying me. You know, a lot of people say how the behind the scenes edit the scenes, and now that she's seen it with us, she doesn't like it, and she feel like somebody come and said, girl, you better have thicker skin than that, because the show just started. And she's like, yeah, I don't even feel like coming back next season for this show. If, like, I guess she feels like they're painting her out to be a villain. But if that's how you act, which, because I've heard other people say the same thing, like little baby mother, I remember right when that happened, look, the little baby mother, the other baby mother, wanted to take her head off, but I guess couldn't get to her, so they went in there and trashed up the sister's salon, which that is coming back to the surface because they're talking about that on social media. Because on the show, Jada said her and little baby's been there for 6 years, but people, it was like, oh, the math ain't mathing. And his baby mother, the first baby mother, even responded like, oh, really? Because their child, Jason, I believe is close to that age. So that would have seemed like if you've been with him that long, you were messing, you with the other chick. And people have always tried to shut down Aisha, but she got every reason to feel some type of way. And now that it's on TV, I haven't heard anyone say, like, damn, she was right. But I noticed, I'm like, wow. So she just said it on TV how long she's been messing with baby. And that, the math ain't math then, because they baby Jason is how old? So how you was messing with, like, you clearly was the other woman. But I feel like Aisha responded, was people feel like she always responds when she shouldn't. She had every right to respond because people always make her out to be the villain. And don't pay Jada no mind. So even with that situation, you try to play innocent, but if you do the math, you definitely was the other woman in that situation. So yeah, now, you know, so girl Aisha, I feel you. Yeah, now I kind of see, like, oh, so she got every reason to feel the way she be feeling. And people don't, like, people's like, people ignore her. She is the first baby mother. People put, like, they want to love on Jada more with that relationship, but disrespect Aisha. She was with him before he became famous. I don't know what happened, but people try to overlook her, you know. That's what I noticed with that situation. So it may be true. I think Jada Waiter could possibly do be playing innocent. Why do a lot of people say the same thing? And she ain't really that innocent. I do believe she's a Libra, and Libras come off very fake to me. They try to be accepted by everybody, when it's like, pick a side. So, and then she just got a Maybach. And so that's a total of 3 cars. So people were like, how many cars do you need? And she responded, because she knew what people was getting at. We had saw all the stuff that Lil Baby bought her. She said, I actually returned all the gifts, meaning the cars he bought me. So I got 3 cars of my own this year. So I give her that. You got your own bag. You don't need nothing from him. I like that. Then all these divorces, but what I really want to talk on this particular divorce is the Cynthia Bailey and husband Mike Hill. They have split after he was spotted with another woman. This is leading towards their 2-year anniversary. So all I can think about is people tried to tell her. Like, I remember when before they got married, he invited all his friends and it was mostly all women. And she was looking like, she had a look of concern, but you still married him. I wouldn't have married him, because why do you have so many female friends? And some of them, it was an energy like, yeah, I've been with your man, but now we friends. And he's cheated in all his past relationships. So you can't really teach an old dog new tricks. So, but she has said that, you know, the split is amicable. And it was like, girl, people could have told you. But maybe she's that type of person that's so in love with the idea of love, she thought she could change them. I don't know. Next, we got the trash bag, Charleston White. He was, you know, been talking trash about T.I.'s son. And you know T.I. gonna respond expeditiously. I think that's what he was saying. So they exchanged words. And then White responded with more nonsense. And basically stated T.I. is a snitch. Which, whack 100, which he's really whack. Co-signed with him, like, you know, calling a spade a spade is a spade. White is just real ignorant. He ain't even ignorant. He's ignorant. He brought up Trayvon Martin's name in not a very great way. I didn't like that. And then he later called T.I. This is the interview asked him, why did you mess start talking about T.I.'s son? He's like, well, first I was talking about Lil Boosie's son. How he was burning up stuff. The Yeezy shoes. Because of... we got to get on Yeezy. But... he said, I initially was talking about Boosie's son, then I got on to him. You know what he said? He said, I find T.I.'s son ugly and he's misbehaved. You don't talk about people's kids. Then it was weird that during the same time, interview videos resurfaced of White saying how he raped a woman, which apparently he went to prison for rape. In an interview, he said he had gave a woman head, and when it was time for, you know, that part to start, she didn't want it. So, I gave her a good raping. And he seen telling somebody like, oh, some women deserve a good raping. What the fuck? How did this person get famous? Like, why does he have a platform? Excuse me. He is so ignorant to me. Moving on to the next story. Ghana is denied bun for the third time. I thought most of his charges were dropped, so I just thought when he appealed again, he would get it, but it was denied for the third time. So clearly, for me, that's saying that they still have some substantial evidence that he could still get charged. And that giving him a bun, you know, they still consider him a flight risk. To me, that's what it says. And then allegedly, Playboi Carti and Future are the next two to be indicted, allegedly. Which is interesting because Future just sold his catalog almost a month ago. And I thought that was interesting. So now I'm like, did he sell his catalog because he knew about the allegations and he's preparing for the future? The reason why they're seeing where they could be next is because they're affiliated with the homicide gang that allegedly the Atlanta DA is looking into. So stay tuned for more information about that. That's juicy. That definitely like, oh, because I was definitely thinking Lil Baby. But speaking of Lil Baby, he just dropped his album on the same day Jada Waiter got that Maybach. So people definitely thought Lil Baby bought her that Maybach. His album apparently is charting, but people also were saying how he definitely is like cleaning up his music. Because remember, I think a lot of people was the same way Lil Baby was next to be indicted with the whole Atlanta situation. So people are like, he's cleaning up his music apparently because he ain't trying to get locked up. And one of his songs people were talking about is Hey. And it's normally, Lil Baby don't normally talk about the content of the song. And it was kind of like very popish as Lil Baby. It's like, Hey. Hey, but yeah, I don't know. Go check that song out. It's definitely different. Oh my God. So then let's get on Nicki Minaj. She's speaking out after BET removed Super Freaky Girl from rap category to pop. She then went on to say on Twitter, that's fine, but her song is the same type as Latto's Big Energy. So basically saying keep the same energy. How is Latto's Big Energy still in the rap category and you move my son? Now remember, they got beef. They had beef already anyway. I spoke about that last week when Latto said that, you know, somebody recorded someone saying that they didn't want to do a song with her because she's too young. And she's a dud. Then you saw Nicki Minaj saying something about a dud. So it definitely, it was something already going on there. And people were saying that Latto wanted a feature with Nicki Minaj. Nicki wouldn't approve it. And she finally got one with Cardi. And then she started showing her cards. Well, that was verified this week. Now, basically, I don't understand why she had to mention Latto to get her point across. I felt like that was tacky, and you wanted Latto to say something. I feel like she didn't have to bring up Latto's, like she said Latto's name and the song. I didn't like that. So then they went at it on Twitter. Nicki said Latto was upset because she declined two or three features. Latto stated several things toward Nicki. At first it was through the DMs, and Nicki posted the DM. And Lotto basically was like, why you got to post a DM? I'm trying to, like, why you, like, it was clear Nikki wanted your head and she wanted everybody to see it. That's how I took it. But, you know, they both were saying some nasty stuff to each other. Well, Nikki really went in on Lotto. You know, Lotto still was trying to be respectful, I feel like. But what started the war is when she said, you're older than my mom, to Nikki. Nikki went in. Guns are blazing. Nikki went on to say that she thought Lotto was at least 35 and wonder how she would age in 10 years, insinuating that she felt like she looked too old for her age anyway. And then also said Lotto had ghostwriters. Nikki also called her a Karen, which I didn't care for since Lotto is mixed. So it's like you're overlooking the fact that she does have African-American descent. I ain't like that. The way Nikki came at her, it's like she already had comebacks for her waiting, and she just was waiting for the day Lotto came at her. She also, instead of calling Lotto by Lotto, she called her a scratch off. And I also felt like Nikki egged this on, like, you know, I feel like she really egged it on, causing, like Lotto said, she DM'd Nikki, but why Nikki had to take it to the timeline, it was giving very much bully. You got people taking both sides. You know, people the same way that Nikki feels like Lotto wants the same recognition that she had to really work hard for. And Lotto said it started because she said that the girls of this generation are really flourishing, and Nikki didn't feel like that's true. Like, how did you get mad about that statement? Lotto even recorded a conversation, a phone conversation they had, where some people are saying you had no real intention of really talking to her. And because why would you record it and then reveal, like, people felt like Lotto really was showing her cards. But I kind of feel like Lotto recorded the conversation so, because people probably wouldn't believe that Nikki actually would have said those things if she didn't record it. And on a phone recording, from what I heard, Nikki was very dismissive of her. Still, like, you could tell she don't like her, and I still can't find no real reason of her not liking Lotto. It's like, are you just jealous because you feel like she's one of the people that's gonna take your spot? So I didn't like any of that. People are siding with both sides, but just how I ain't like it. It was like Nikki was waiting for her that day. Then it went on to Lotto start throwing her love, like, all right, you coming at me like that, I'm gonna come back at you, like saying, oh, let's talk about how you married to a rapist and your brother's a rapist. And Nikki goes on to say, I don't look at people's background. Like, I don't look at Kodak Black background. Because you know the situation with Lotto and Kodak. So, it was like, why are you throwing Kodak name in this situation? So, that's why I said I feel like Nikki was definitely ready. Then, like, the next day, it was still going on. Somebody must have gave Nikki some information. Like, oh, well, because Lotto said, Mom, you're not even older than my mother. I'm trying to respect you. They went and digged in and realized that Lotto's mom was 15 and 16 when she got pregnant with her, and the dad was way older. So Nikki said, somebody call Scratch off to the timeline and say, since you a rapist activist, explain this. So it just got too personal. You know, I didn't like that. And somehow Nikki still tried to make it seem like she was in the right. Yeah. So moving on, speaking of Kodak, Saucy Santana is accusing Kodak of stealing his song. Speaking of Kodak, Saucy, you know, is accusing Kodak of stealing his song, Walk, Walk, Walk. You know, Saucy Santana has the, I see that you could talk, but let me see if you could walk, walk, walk. Love it. Now Kodak has his own version of the Walk song. Both songs do sound similar to me, but some say it's just a Florida thing. Yeah, like, they was even arguing about it on Instagram. But it was funny how Saucy Santana accused Kodak of stealing his song, right, with this Nikki and Lotto going at it. They do sound real familiar. I could say that. But both of them are from Florida. But Saucy Santana came out with his version first. And now people are talking about the Kodak song more. Because people was doing a TikTok dancing after him. After his version. Now people are doing it with Kodak's version. But Kodak version has more of the hood persona to it, I'll say. While Sasha Santana had the girls walking to it. Because, you know, he had Jada Waiter in there doing a runway show. Like, you know. So I could see why he felt like Kodak stole his song. And then they were spotted in the same outfits, and I believe it was the shade room was like, who wore it best? And he was definitely being shady. And all Kodak could say is he kept the peace. So I don't know what's going to happen behind that. Now that Saucy went public with "You Stole My Song." So I don't know what's next, because we do know Saucy Santana is very straightforward. So let's stay tuned for that. By the way, Nicki also stated that Lotto album flopped and it only went double wood. And I'm like, dang. So she's still like, ooh, Nicki was on no breaks. Now, also, like I said, Lil Baby's dropped his album. He has allegedly responded to Quavo's lyrics saying, Quavo said, oh, we can swap it out. The lyric that people are saying Lil Baby responded to him finally saying, I don't want your B. We can't swap it out. Meaning, I ain't swapping Jada out. So, Sweetie has yet to say nothing at all. You know. So, let's move on to G Herbo. He was shot at while performing at Clark Atlanta. There's no reports of him being hurt. So, that is good. There's no reports about how the shooting happened. Has the person been arrested? I haven't heard much about the story anymore. Then we also have Megan Thee Stallion's home was robbed in LA while she wasn't home. They stole about $400,000 worth of items, and she also performed on SNL, and she broke down when she performed the Anxiety song, and that's the song she particularly wrote to her mother. She talks about if she could write a letter to heaven, she would have listened, and she broke down crying. I'm like, ugh. I love that song on Megan's. Her album was really good, but that song especially touches me. Bad bitches have bad days too. So, I really like Megan. I'm sorry. And Faith Evans is still divorcing Stevie J. Even though he apologized, he's still divorcing her. She's still divorcing him. Ye is still being Ye. Between beefing with Diddy, disrespecting Jews, then doing an interview saying Meek and Diddy not hard, and one is the Fed, and I believe he was referring to Diddy. He also stated George Floyd died from drugs, and the cop wasn't even putting his knee on him directly. Yay, shut up. Just please shut up. Kim has also said that he's reached out to her to help with whatever he's going through now, and she hasn't responded. I don't know if this is his way of crying out to her or crying out for help. I don't know. Lastly, Cameron shoots his shot at Nia Long a week ago and still has no response. Let me see if I can pull the tweet up. That it was cute. It was funny. He goes, "Hey, Stink, I was giving you some time to yourself till I reached out. Your perseverance as a strong black woman through this turbulent time has been something to behold. You shouldn't be taken advantage of and exploited as you did nothing to deserve this. Especially, you know, all over these sports networks. You're bigger and better than that. You're a queen. And by the way, I'm a king. Together we can achieve the greatness we were both destined for as a couple. Una vie a vivere. That means we have one life to live. Pardon my French," and that the message was cut off. He really threw his shot in, but he still ain't got no response. And speaking of Lil Baby, this story just popped up today. He was spotted with Chinese Kitty at a bowling alley. They were bowling. I did notice that they were kind of close. It's like he almost brushed up against her backside, which she has a very large backside. So people are saying Baby just been real messy lately. Jada's been clear. I'm not messing with him. I ain't messing with him. I ain't fucking with him. So now it's like, I kind of get he's been real messy lately. This is T in the Streets, third episode. Let me know what y'all think, and I'm out. Bye.